Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, we're just wanting to talk a little bit about the metaphysical world, what's been going on, and talk a little bit about divination and about spirit boards and messages. What's your thought on spirit boards and communication with the spirit world?
Well, we know that now that we're in 2013. That a lot of, you know, portals, you know, a lot of frequencies, you know, there's been a raise in vibration. So, I feel that the veil's getting a lot thinner, so a lot of information's coming through. I mean, even Hollywood's making more and more movies about, you know, the paranormal and even about the, you know, divination and, you know, and psychics and things out of the ordinary. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, it's kind of interesting how the energy, we've known it since 2013 that the energy has been more, has put people more on edge. We're noticing a lot of people are more on edge than they used to be. More people are having more dreams. We also know that we haven't really heard much about UFO activity, but we have been hearing a lot about people finding a lot of strange things near the ocean. And we also have been seeing a lot of weather behavior lately.
Well, that is so true. And, you know, we know that, you know, that a lot of people say, well, you know, during 2012, you know, we didn't have a shift, but I feel that there was some kind of shift because, you know, why is the weather, you know, changing in so many different places and they've never had this kind of weather before? What's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, that makes a lot of sense because if we pay attention to what's going on in nature, I think a lot of it has to do with the Ascended Masters, you know, because we've been working a lot with a lot of the higher frequencies, the higher vibrations, and the Ascended Masters have been making a lot of plans. I'm getting that they're making a lot of plans right now to move forward in this ascension, this I know they can't interfere, but we're also seeing a lot of activity with not just spirits, but also ascension masters. And what's your take on that, Roy?
I wasn't able to hear that last part for some reason. I was off the air for just a second. You'll have to repeat that.
Well, we were just talking about the Ascended Masters, how they play a big part in the weather conditions, and also that they're planning on, they're making a plan on not intervening, but making some changes on the Earth.
That is so true, and, you know, I've always said that, you know, we're not, you know, working alone, you know, that there is higher, you know, sources, and, yes, you know, the Ascended Masters, you know, play a big part in the universe, and especially here on Earth, you know, in this dimension that we live in, and so, you know, there is a lot more changes coming. You know, we haven't even scratched the surface yet as to with the number of changes that are going to happen, whether these be earth changes or, you know, dimensional changes or even, you know, the way people think. So I've always been one for welcoming change, and I'm looking forward to all of this. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, absolutely, and I think with all these changes, people's bodies are going to handle it differently. I mean, we're already starting to see a massive massive spread of diseases, and I don't really think it's something medical. I think it's something it's something spiritually that's going on, and it has a lot to do with how our body is not responding correctly, having to do with these changes that are going on. I mean, the medical industry, yeah, they will make a killing on making people believe that it is something medical or medically wrong with people. But in my mind, I think it goes deeper than that. I think that it's all part of the ascension, and people's bodies are not taking it very well.
And that's so true. And the main thing is, it's like anything, you know, I think what's happening with the body, it's renewing itself and preparing itself for the ascension.
The cleansing.
And that's why, you know, people are feeling these body changes, and they think, you know, that it's something medical, in which it's more of the spiritual that they're experiencing.
Exactly.
And the medical don't understand it, so they put a stamp on it.
Well, it's all science to the medical.
Yeah. Man, it's a lot easier to put somebody on drugs and thinking that, you know, they're having some kind of mental problems.
And see, and I also think that drugs is another form of mental control.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
they're,
you know, we've talked about, you know, Colorado and Washington, you know, legalizing marijuana.
Uh-huh.
You know, you know, why only those two states?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my feeling on it is there's a lot of pros and cons when it comes to drugs and medications. The pros is basically it's preparing people for the ascension, because it's opening up people's awareness. And the cons is where we're being conned in depending that we think that we need these medications, in which we don't. We can rely on our own resources, and we can rely on our own energy.
That is so true. And a lot of people, you know, believe that that's the only way that they're going to be happy, unless they're on medications or drugs or something like that. And which, you know, happiness comes from within. You know, that's part of us. That's part
mm-hmm.
of our spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nothing else is going to make us happy. We are, you know, connected to that. We just have to allow it.
Mhm.
And what's your feelings on that?
Well, it just goes back to money and power and control. I think when it ever has anything to do with money, you know, we can make money off drugs. We can make money off legal drugs. We can make money off health providers, things like that. And just a lot of budgets that I think that the Constitution don't really need, and we're just wasting all this extra money where we could be putting it in other places. And my feel on that is if we relied on our own resources, we don't have to rely on all this trash, because that's all it is.
Right.
And I think that, just like you said, that they think that's the only way, and that is not the only way. And that is just a way to get yourself more in debt by borrowing more money or paying more taxes that are just, that it's just senseless to even do.
Well, the whole thing is, you know, fear, power, and control, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's their purpose.
And, you know, fear and power and control just beats the dark side more and more power.
Right. I mean, that don't come from the light.
I mean, we've talked about before about what do you do if a dog comes up to you. Do you run or do you face the dog? And
well,
show the dog.
Once you run, that dog's going to chase you down. He's a lot faster, and he can bite harder.
Because dogs
have
fear.
You have to stand there and keep your ground and let him know that you're not afraid.
Right, because dogs sense fear. So once you stand up to that dog, your vibration just, it rised up and it changed.
Yep.
Because we're all energy. So when you change that vibration, you know, and you turn that fear into love, then there's no more fear.
Right.
But, you know, we can't change people. People have to change for themselves, just like the weather. We can't change the weather. The weather has to change. And it's just that natural cycle that we all have to go through. And we're all going to go through it at our own pace.
Yeah.
And that goes with relationships, too. You know, we were talking about how relationship that a lot of people are struggling right now because of the shift.
Right.
Because all the bad crap has to come before the good.
Yep.
So people are just going to handle it differently, and their body is going to go through that cleansing no matter what. That they're going to go through that cycle. And one thing you can expect, and one thing you can expect, is that you can always expect change.
That's right.
Like you said, so.
Now the main thing is, why not go with the flow? Stay instead of going against the flow.
Exactly.
Like I told you, when I first time I, you know, started swimming in the ocean, when you're standing there, those waves will knock you down, but once you turn and go with the flow, and those waves don't affect you as bad.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, energy is the same way.
So one thing, you know, whether we're path that we choose or whatever we go down, eventually we're all going to lead to the light.
Right.
But we don't know what influences the devil has over people's lives. You know, with all these lies and all this deceit and backstabbing and betrayal, you know, and relationship manipulation and things like that. We don't know where that will, you know, lead to. But this could be something karmic, like you said, that lessons that we're learning.
Well, we know that's all part of that circle. So, you know, when we run into these people again, you know, we don't know what effect we had on, you know, had, you know, with them in a past life, or, you know, what kind of karma, you know, that we have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
When we did know them.
Mm-hmm.
Because why is it that we only meet certain people?
Exactly.
I mean, when there's millions and millions of people on Earth.
That's true.
That's just
at
part
a certain
of that
time
circle.
Day.
Yep.
We don't know why.
Remember I told you the reason we meet these people is it's either for a reason, a season, or a lifetime.
Yep. Well, you know, just I'll give you an example. I mean, I'll give everybody an example, just like this girl that I've been seeing.
Yeah.
For all I know, she could be cheating. For all I know, there could be something going on right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just going to boil down to choice. You know, what choice
yeah.
do we follow? Do we follow the devil or do we follow source consciousness? Do we follow God?
Yeah.
And this is where the devil will work on our weaknesses the most.
Oh, yeah.
So for everyone that don't take it serious, don't take the source serious right now, then they're just going to lead down the wrong path. They're not going to lead to a path of growth. They're not going to lead to a path of, you know, of righteousness. They're just going to fall, and that's what the fallen
right.
angels want.
Yeah.
So we can't give in to that. We have to, like Dolores Cannon says, we have to learn now.
Hmm.
Not later, now. And we have
right.
to rise up.
Yeah, that's all true.
And that doesn't mean cause bloodshed.
No.
That just means it's time to rise up.
Yep.
And let people know that there is a spirit world, that there is other gods and goddesses out there, other worlds, and things.
Well,
that
the
really
main thing is we know that there's power in numbers. And so in order for us to be all part of oneness, you know, everybody has to rise up together.
Exactly.
And that's part of that consciousness.
And I think that's where a lot of people tend to forget where they come from.
Yeah. Well, they're too blinded by what's around them in this reality. They think that that's all there is.
Yep.
They're not seeing
like
the big picture.
Like energy attracts like energy.
Right.
So if people hang around negative people, they're going to attract negative people in their lives.
Yeah.
If they hang around positive people, they're going to attract positive. So a lot of it, what is beneficial to us?
Yeah.
You know. Comes down to is what's beneficial.
What's up? Do we have any callers tonight?
We do. We got a caller from the 814 area. please state your name and where you're from. We actually have two callers tonight. Let's just go with this caller here. 814, you're on the air.
Hello, Adrian, how are you?
Hi.
Good, how are you?
And what's your name and where are you from?
It's Shannon.
Oh, Shannon, how are you doing?
I've been going through some stuff, but, you know, I'm in a different emotional state than I was last year. I've definitely grown emotionally, so I'm grateful for that. Grown more.
So what's changed?
The way I think that my psychology has changed, and I feel that I'm emotionally stronger, more capable and stronger in my faith to face things.
Wonderful.
Not getting caught up with the negative thoughts in my head. I'm aware of when they're coming in, and I'm aware that they're negative entities and energy. And I wasn't aware of that before. I would just get caught up in my own story and just continue and continue and continue, and I would tell people about it, so then it kept going and going and going. And now I'm silent about it, and I can tell when the thoughts start racing, and then I call out to Archangel Michael. So and my heart's a lot a lot more stronger. I actually I have more faith in the Ascended Masters this year than I did last year. I'm going through the same thing, but it's different. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. The main thing is we got to remember that we don't work alone. And, you know, and each time that we experience something, that, you know, we call upon these Ascended Masters and ask for their help.
I do have a question, and it concerns both of my children, actually. My youngest one, well, I had something happen, and I had to go away for a week and a half. And he is with his dad. His dad isn't a very nice person. And we're going to be going to court again. And we did last year exactly the same time for custody, exactly the same thing. But he's going through it again. My oldest son is going to have a baby. So I'm just concerned with that. I've had a deep desire to have my family back together. And what I mean by my family is my two children, my fiancé and I, and being a family, a functional family. So I'm curious what the guides have to say.
Hey, then what are you getting for?
So you just basically want to know how they've been doing?
Yeah, I'm worried about the court for my youngest son, the custody. My fiancé and my children haven't really seen eye to eye because my children want all of me, and they, you know how that is. I'm concerned about that. And I'm trying I'm trying not to get caught up in the negative thought. So I'm asking the guides for guidance and some clarification. That way I don't get spun up in the drama and that I can remain positive and focused.
Well, what I'm getting from it is I'm getting that everything is kind of falling into place for you this year.
Okay.
And I know that you've already been through your giants, and that faith has made you stronger. And now that it's made you a lot stronger, it's like you're ready to take on what's ahead of you right now with your ascension, you know, what you're going through. And
okay.
So I'm kind of getting that your relationships are getting more stronger the more you go through your relationship, and also with the situation with your children. You know, if you're starting to take responsibility for, you know, what is coming ahead of you, and how much you care for your children, you know, and that's kind of what I'm getting from what they're showing you, you know, your guides.
Okay.
And they're showing you the big picture of what's going on.
Okay. I have, I also have cancer. And I haven't told my children or my mom anything about it. I've only told my fiance, but I haven't told anybody else because I did not want them to worry. I didn't want to blow it out of proportion energetically wise, because I know that they would be focusing on, oh my God, she has this, and then it would progress.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, I have a friend that has HIV, and I was telling him yesterday that you know, not to kind of change his belief. Well, I was trying to shift his consciousness a little bit on the idea that he needs to depend on the medication, because I feel that, like I was telling Roy earlier, that it's all part of how our body is reacting during this ascension period. And I'm trying to shift his consciousness in his programming to believe, okay, well, this is what the doctor says and this is what I got to do. So if you could shift their consciousness first, that's the first step. And the second step is to shift your vibration, you know, and get rid of any blockages that have been holding you back since 2012 or 14 or whatever. When you start looking back and you say, okay, well, this is what I've accomplished, you know, that then you start recognizing what your blockages are and what your flaws are. So all this negative crap that has happened to you, you know, you've dumped it on yourself. So that's why all this stuff is happening to your body, because it's retaliating, you know, and it's all just negative energy, negative vibration. And now that you're, like I say, you're stronger, you could take on what is ahead of you now. And you know, as we always said, that God won't give you nothing you can't handle. So that's the reason why you're going through what you're going through.
Okay.
Shannon, I have a message for you.
Okay.
Do you know what disease is?
Do I know what?
You know what disease is?
Yes, this.
What is disease?
Your body is not at ease. Your spirit
right.
is not at ease.
So, you know, everyone has these, you know, different cells in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be cancer cells or AIDS cells or whatever. But a lot of it has to do with, you know, getting our mind, you know, getting our body back in balance. So what I'm getting is that your pH level is usually the cause of cancer is caused by your pH level, because your acidity is too high. You need to get that back. You need to get your pH level back down.
Okay.
And then and then start using, you know, more. Have you ever heard of alkaline water?
Yes.
You need to start drinking more alkaline water. And if you can get some hydrogen peroxide, the food grade, the 3%.
Mm-hmm.
See, cancer cells can't live in a body that has high oxygen and pH levels.
Okay.
Okay. And it's,
okay.
And it's been proven, you know, and the main thing is not to, you know, allow the medical industry to, you know, put you on different meds and do, you know, chemotherapy, because all that is radiation. And it kills different cells in your body.
Okay.
So, you know, start focusing more on natural healing. Start, you know, taking care, better care of your body. You know, getting more fresh air, you know, doing breathing exercises. And, you know, you've been through a lot. You know, that's why your body's telling you that you have to start taking better care of your health. That's number one. And everything else will fall into place for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and I was watching that guy talk when he was talking to the president, and he said, number one is our health.
Yep.
And I agree with that 100%. Like he said, money doesn't matter, all the stuff doesn't matter. What matters is keeping our health.
That's right.
Number one. And I agree with that.
Because once you have your health, you have everything.
Yep.
Yes, thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. And I have another message for you, and I just pulled a card from the Wisdom of Avalon, an oracle card. And
okay.
And I happened to pull the High Priestess. And when this card appears, intuition, it takes present sight, higher knowledge, receptivity, the ability to work with subtle energies of spirit, and the psychic power of the feminine. These are the aspects of the High Priestess of Avalon. When the High Priestess appears before you, she asks you to trust your intuition and to throw the net of your awareness out into the world around you, pulling in truths that may defy your intellect, rational mind, or what others wish to falsely or superficially portray. Go beyond the ordinary, past the chaos of modern life, and trust your inner vision to guide you on your path. Pay attention to your dreams and keep track of your intuition, hunches, for when the High Priestess appears, she asks you to look for the thread of truth in these places. Be discerning in all that you do at this time, for the High Priestess reminds you that not all is as it seems to be. However, don't take the world personally. Rise above it and ask for a true vision to see the path ahead. You will be given the vision. All you need to do is ask the God and Goddesses and be open to receiving it. The High Priestess reminds you of the feminine principle and receptivity. Gather power by receiving information and waiting for others to act first. Allow the world to show you its intentions. The Goddess blesses and protects you when the High Priestess of Avalon appears on your path. And what do you get from this message, Shannon?
To work more closely with the Ascended Masters. And
that's right.
I did have a dream the other day. There was a lady that was in my dream, and she was not a very nice lady. I don't know who she was. She was just a very mean-spirited lady. Her eyes started burning from the mercury, and there was a gentleman's voice that came down and said, If you work, we are the ascended masters, and if you work with us more, the faster you will heal. And then
right.
It said something about Mercury and the violet flame together as alchemy, and I woke right up.
And it's so true.
Wow.
Tia, we're in 2013. The veil has really thinned out. Dreams are becoming a lot more vivid now. I mean, you could ask Adrian, and he's had a lot more vivid dreams than he's ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And this is not something just with certain people, but it's happening to a lot of people.
Well,
right now, we're just all going through certain, you know, trials and tribulations in our life. And we have to make that final decision. Who do we follow?
Exactly.
Because, you know, since we're getting into those last days, you know, Satan wants to take as many souls with him as he can. So we have to make a choice. Do we want to follow the light, or do we want to follow the dark side?
Well, absolutely follow the light.
That's right. And if you, you know, see yourself with your family, you see yourself in, you know, this, you know, relationship, then you're the co-creator. We can co-create whatever we desire. We just have to believe it and allow it.
Well, it's just, it's very hard as far as relationship with my children and my fiancé. Yeah, they don't see eye to eye.
Yeah.
And it's really
hard. The main thing is don't work, you know, with the conscious mind. You always pray to your angels and have them communicate with their angels.
Okay.
Adrian, explain that a little bit more.
Well, the best way to do it is by talking, giving your angels permission to talk to their angels, and then that way there's no confrontation between both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And that way everyone's on agreement, you know, and talking to your archetypes, that's another thing, you know, putting your archetype in order, you know, and working with your archetypes a lot more, getting to know them, and the better you get to know them, the better you'll get to know yourself.
Okay.
So that would be actually, you know, that'd actually be a good move, because and in that way, you know, everyone's on the same page, same page of music, and everyone's cooperating, you know, and then that way things will just kind of move in a good direction, you know. It'll just, everything will fall in the way it's supposed to, and I feel it will anyways. I just feel like there's some things that you still haven't discovered yet.
You know, it's
okay.
Interesting. You know, when you were talking and saying that, Adrian, you know, one of the biggest things that people are having a rough time with is, see, a lot of people say that they have faith, but do they have trust? You know,
right, and do they have that faith?
Yeah, from that faith, you know, in that
when
faith.
When they're tested.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a hard one, because, you know, like it's like Jesus said, when the time of testing comes, that's when people fall away from their faith.
Yeah.
So if you look at Jesus as a good role model, like the president said, then you get more of a better understanding of what's going on, you know, around you. Even though, you know, they could say that, but you got, like you said, you got to follow through. You got to you got to follow, you know, the protocol.
But you know what hurts most people more than any, and that is doubt.
Mm-hmm. And distrust.
When there is doubt, that's almost like slamming on the brakes.
Just like that girl I was dating, you know, she said, well,
yeah.
I've been married for this long, and now I don't trust anybody. I don't even trust
that's
my
right.
mom.
Yeah.
And when she says, I don't trust my mom, I mean, what does that tell you?
Yeah. That she's lost mm-hmm. all trust. Yeah.
She's lost trust in God. She's lost trust
yeah.
in herself. And
yeah.
you completely cut yourself off, you know.
Yeah.
And see, and that's where we are talking about those blockages. And
so
they're not realizing.
What are you getting from all this information, Janet?
Well, you're really hitting it home because I have faith, but I do have issues with trusting, and I don't trust my mom. So
yeah,
I'm really taking
the main
heart
thing more than any is you have a karmic contract with your mom. And we all came here with sacred contracts. In order to get off this karmic wheel, you have to learn forgiveness.
Mm.
I mean, I held on to a lot of... I did not have trust for my mother for a long time. And all that was doing was just causing, you know, a lot of pain. And that even caused me to even have a heart attack.
Causing soul damage.
It causes soul damage.
Yeah.
Can you see where this is all headed?
I can. And at the same time, I went past and I forgave my mom for the past. But she's continuously betrayed me over...
The main thing is, you don't just forgive them, but you forgive yourself. And the way you forgive yourself is for all the feelings, you know, a lot of the things that you were holding, you know, how it affected your life and caused you to go through a lot of pain and not having trust in relationships and things that were going on in your life. See how it can create a lot of turmoil. It could cause a lot of pain, you know, just by our thoughts, the things that we hold on to and hold in our heart.
Yes.
How it works is it's you know, it comes into the spirit and then it starts going into the body and it affects different parts of the body because it don't have any place else to go.
Well,
can you see how it affected your health?
Yes, I do. That spot is in one place.
Yeah.
And it's a lump, and it's close to my heart, actually.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere else.
It's almost like a blockage in your chakras. It's like an energy blockage.
Yes.
And the only way that can be released is through, you know, spiritual release, you know, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, and living more of unconditional love. You know, and helping others and being more in gratitude for what we do have.
I agree with that.
This is our school. that's